Mary Cerruti is the Walker Art Center Executive Director. She has done a lot here. She's, of course, a leader in the Twin Cities art community. As a matter of fact, the worldwide arts community. And the Walker Art Museum has reopened here in a limited capacity. We're going to talk with her right now. Mary, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Oh, my pleasure.
I know you're really busy, so thank you very much. Talk a little bit about it. I know I've talked to people like the Science Museum and the Arboretum and the Hennepin History Museum. The idea, as you're a museum director, you're shut down here. Talk about the approach you guys took as far as reopening for the public.
Well, you know, we wanted to reopen as soon as we possibly could because that's what we're here for, is to serve the public. But we also wanted to make sure we were doing it in a way that was creating as low risk, you know, experience for our visitors. So we looked at a lot of things. I mean, we, you know, we were in contact with the Department of Public Health, and we looked at, you know, our capacity. So we're limiting to 25% capacity, which for us is 250 people in the building. And we're timing tickets to make sure that the flow happens and there aren't really, you know, long lines at the entrance and things like that. We swapped out some, you know, some of the filtration on our HVAC systems and did all of that to make it, you know, as, you know, comfortable and safe as an experience as we possibly could. And that seemed really important because I think for a lot of people, we all know there's sort of a social distancing, you know, has its own impact on us, right? Mm-hmm. We know we have to physically distance, but we need some social and emotional, you know, nutrients in our lives. And if we can provide one of those, you know, all the better. So we're happy to be open.
Well, and the first thing I imagine for you was really an interesting thing because I was at the opening for the Jasper Johns exhibit, which is still there. And and it was spectacular, and then this happens. And once again, everyone's caught off guard by this. No one's expecting it. And here you are as a museum. You know, you're in trying times. These are trying times. We need happiness. We need thought, retrospective, the ability to escape. And that's what the arts do. And by all means, I got to tell you, it's going past the Walker, going past the MIA, going past the Wiseman. You know, it's been hard because those are the buildings that I think people need right now. That the arts, the ability to find calm in this craziness. And here you have this magnificent exhibit. I have to imagine it's nice to be able to highlight that again.
Oh, it's so good. It feels really good to see people in the galleries. And, you know, it's not like it's, you know, it's a few people. But it's nice to see other people, you know, having those experiences, right? Mm-hmm. And being able to talk to each other about them.
So you have these issues, and once again, I mean, really, for the most part, I think the Walker, you do get a lot of people in there, but the way you guys have designed, the building is designed, it's easy to kind of social distance. That's a good thing. Outside of Rock the Garden, for the most part, I've never really had too much of a problem over there. So you're kind of moving ahead here, even though you've got a 25% capacity, you're kind of timing tickets and stuff. You do have other exhibits opening up, and don't let this be easy. That's going to be opening up, coming up here on July 30th, right?
Exactly. End of next week, it will open. It's a show drawn from the collection. It's selections out of the collection that looks at art. It's all women artists, starting from sort of the late 60s through the present. And, you know, sort of looking at the way women artists have come into the collection. It's sort of a self-reflective show about how some of these artists, you know, found, you know, it had their work through performance or through book making, artist books or screen prints or other ways that they entered the collection through the library or through the archives, that, you know, how we valued that work, you know, as, you know, archival or library material instead of as fine art that we've now incorporated into the permanent collection. And I mean, that's different now. We have a different approach to that, but it has to do with sort of being a little self-reflexive about how we've gone about our collecting practice.
Mm-hmm. That opens on July 30th. And that's, by the way, if you know, once, and we want to make sure to mention, that's going to go for a while. That's going to be open for a while, correct?
Yes. I off the top of my head, I don't remember what the end date is, but it will be on view for quite some time.
Well, and the main reason I'm saying that is I just, you know, we don't want necessarily people to feel like they have to rush over to see it. Because obviously, once again, because of the nature of what you're doing here. So you're already kind of keeping that in mind. You also have another exhibit opening up on September 12th, Designs for Different Futures.
Yes. Now, that's a pretty major exhibition. It's a temporary exhibition, but it looks at – it's a design show. So it's contemporary designers imagining how to design for different possible futures, given, and now it feels so prescient and relevant because, you know, even then people were thinking, like, how do you deal with, you know, what does it mean for intimacy when we do so much interaction across screens? Or how do you design for a world of work when people need to take care of kids and do other things? And so all of these questions that we've been sort of forced to grapple with in a compressed time period, some of these designers have been thinking about for a while, and other ones too. And perhaps some of them seem maybe less relevant now. But I think for the most part, this idea of thinking about, like, what is our future and how do we plan for it and design for it is really what the show is about. So it feels really timely. And that'll open in September and be on view for a few months. So
I imagine the audience feedback for the Walker being back open again has been pretty positive.
We've gotten great response. I've gotten so many I've gotten personal notes, emails come in to our visitor services telling us, you know, for people that are coming, I think they're really happy to be in the building and to have those experiences. And so far, you know, we're also doing a lot of surveying to just get feedback to see if there's anything we need to do to improve the experience. And so far, we're getting pretty good feedback that for the most part, people feel like it's a well-planned visit. It's very low touch in terms of, you know, you can buy your ticket in advance, get it scanned. You can download, you know, exhibition guides so you have information about the shows that are on view in advance. There's directional signage, so, you know, helps people understand where to stand if they need to wait in line for something. So I think, yeah, we're getting really good feedback.
Mary, I'm just tickled pink you could take some time here, because not only are you a leader in the Twin Cities arts, I make an argument you're a leader in the world's art community. I mean, the Walker is that important of a museum worldwide. Your leadership has been fantastic. It's continued the trajectory the Walker has been taking ever since it opened up. It is an absolute privilege to have the museum back open again. It's a privilege to chat with you this afternoon. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Mary Cerruti is the executive director at the Walker Art Center and kind enough to join us today to talk about the reopening of the Walker.